Yehudim daf samich vavum et alef on top by the Mishnah. Mishnah says poischin biyomim toivim uvishabosus. You could be poiseach a neder. Also, if you have charot, you feel bad that yom tov or Shabbos comes out. We'll soon see what that means. It means in the case the Ran says shoyim rum loy. Tell the person ilu yisi a day. If you would have known she'osel etstayev v'shabbos ha'yisi neder imom alav matir noisoy. That's if someone made a neder, must not eat meat. And we tell him you should know that when it comes Yom Tov for Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to eat meat. And right now, not eating meat, you're going to be a tzar. So what if you still made the neder? If they said, no, we wouldn't have made the neder, that's called a good Pesach. With that, we could open up the neder. The story of a Pesach is like this, that really the Ikar HaToros Nedorim is you have Charota. You feel bad that you made a neder, that's called Charota. But certain times you don't really feel bad that you made a neder. Like really you still want to make the neder. So then we make our Torah Sadorim through a Pesach. Then when we find out, we tell you, if you would have known this and this though, would have you still made the neder? And then he says, no, that's also called a good HaTorah Sadorim. In other words, if you mamish feel, that's a Pesach. If you mamish have charot, you feel bad, you made a neder, that's a way out. Shh. But over here we didn't mamish feel bad. Just you made a Pesach, you find something wrong, therefore with the Pesach it could be matter the neder. So we tell the person, if you would have known that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you also can't eat meat and it's a mitzvah then to eat meat, and he says, oy vey, I wouldn't have made a neder, that's called a good Pesach. For he shown at the beginning how Yomim they used to say, oy son hayomim, those days mutarin, but vishar kol hayomim asurim. Like you made a neder, you're not going to eat meat for 30 days. So it comes out that you have charota now, any Shabbos in between, the Yom Tov in between, you have charota while you made the neder. So the chur, all you mean to do is that from now on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you want to be able to eat. But the weekdays, that doesn't bother you. So at the beginning, that's what they said, that's the halacha. That even though you make this Pesach, you like take away the neder, so it doesn't apply to Shabbos or to Yom Tov. But to the weekdays, the neder is still here. Chabor Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, for Limit and taught us like this, that the klal is, Shehaneder Shehuta Mikloloi Huta Kuloi. Anytime you take away a part of the neder that you made, when you take away a part of the neder, automatically the whole neder goes away. That's called Neder Shehuta Mitzos Huta Kuloi. And the Ran says, Yafin in love Yushalmi, learn this out from Yushalmi, V'desiv Chol Hayetzu Mipiv Yaseh, the mashma davke b'shekula kayim. If a person makes a neder, you have to keep everything that came out of your mouth. So close the mind, the whole neder is here, that's called a neder. But once we take away a part of the neder, automatically the whole neder goes away. Ketzad, what's the case that is called a good Pesach by Yom Tov and Shabbos? Oymer, a person says, koinem sheni nenel kucham. Not a case of Pesach Yom Tov. Where's the case of Rebbe Kiva? That a neder shuta miktsos suta kulay. Where's the case that the whole neder goes away? Ketzad, Omer, a person said like this, koinem she'eni nenel kuchem, made in this a neder that he can't have enjoyment from anybody. He's also the kuchem. Huterachon mehen, later we go and take out one of these people, he's mat to the neder, that for this one person he wants to be able to have enjoyment from. So the locher is automatically, hutra kulon, they all become mutter, he's allowed to have enjoyment from all of them. Even though at the beginning he made an neder, he's also to all of them, but once he takes one out of the cloud, he's matter the neder. For one person, that's called the neder shuta, miksosai, is automatically hutakulam. What about if the person says, she'eni nena lozeh, like I can't have enjoyment from him, ulozeh and from him. Like he keeps on saying, you and you and you and you. Then we say, Huter Harishain, if you take away the Yisr Neder from the first person, is Hutakulon, then automatically you become Mutter to all of them. Because you said like this, I'm making a Yisr Neder, I can't have enjoyment from Reuven. And then you said, and Shimon also, and Yehuda also, and Levi also. But since you send them also, if we take away the first one, we're Mutter, the first Neder, then they're all automatically Mutter. What about Huter Achrim? You only matter the last person you said. You made a neder not to have enjoyment from Reuven and also from Shimon and from Yehuda. And you only matter the neder from Yehuda from the last person. Hurto achroi. You only mat, you go to a chochem and say you have charoto, you made also that you can't have enjoyment from the last one. So lachor is the achroin mutter. If the mat of the nether good, so the nether goes off from the last one. But the kula nasurin, all the first ones are also. Because here it wasn't considered one big nether. You made like each one is a separate nether. You're only totally zebzeh. You said like the second one is totally in the first one. And the third one in the second one. And the fourth one in the third one. So kol zaman, you only matter the last one, only he becomes mutter, but the other ones are still also. What about huter hemsoi? Let's say you matter the middle person, like you're totally five people, one and the other, and the third one you matter, you took off his issa. So lachur is he menu will matter mutter. Number four and number five also become mutter, because he said four should be like three. And once three becomes mutter, so automatically anything less than three becomes mutter. But himenu will amalo asar. But number one and number two that you asar, they still remain asar, because he said Reuven should be asar to you and Shimon also, and then Yehuda also. So even though you mata Yehuda, but the first two they still remain asar. What about some, and this we had the Gemara before, the Gemara says, we're talking about here, you are tolerant, that the Ram says, zeh bezeh, like you said, you're also with Reuven. And then you said, Shimon should be also to me, also like Reuven. And then Yehuda should be also to me like Shimon. So since one is totally in the other one, we say, if you take away the first one, so you'll become mutter. If you only take away the last one, so the rest of them remain also. What about somebody says, she'eni nene lozeh korban? Olazer korban speaks out clearly. He wants to make an issa neder that this person is also to me like a korban, and the next person is also to me like a korban. Spoke out clearly the word korban two times. In other words, he made like two separate nederim. So here the halacha is tzrichim pesach l'chol echad v'yechad. Since you said the word lezer korban, mashm each one is a separate neder by itself. Therefore, if you want to be mata this neder, you have to have a separate Pesach for each one of them. It's Srichen Pesach L'chol Lechad V'yechad. What about somebody says, Koinim Yayin She'eni Toyim? He makes an issa neder, he's not going to drink wine anymore. Wine is also to me. But you know why? Shehayayin Ra L'mayin. Because he speaks so clearly, because I heard that wine is bad for the stomach. Therefore, I'm making an issa neder not to drink any wine. Amruloi, then they went and told this person, you should know, v'haloi ha-miyushon yofulamayin, that the real old wine, that's very good for the stomach. So if so, like your neder is not chal, you only made the neder because wine is bad for the stomach. But we're telling you, real old wine is good for the stomach. So the halacha is then, huta b'miyushon, he's allowed to drink now real old wine, because real old wine was not included in his nether, because that's good for the stomach. But and not only is he allowed to drink the real old wine, he's also mutter to drink any wine. Now this is also called the case of neder shehuta miksasai hurta kulai, that you set a stam loshin, you're making it also to drink any wine. Could you set a reason why? Because wine is bad for the stomach. Now, once we find one type of a wine that's good for the stomach, so your neder is not really chal, because you said all wine should be yosa to you. And a real old wine is not yosa. It's like it was hutar. So that's the chiddush, even though you don't need a chochem to be matter this, by itself it's not chal the neder, but so what? Lamais it's called neder shuta mitzosoi hutar kulay. It's not considered the whole neder is here. The Ram says later, it's mutter now b'loy Pesach klal, v'chein ha mehuta b'kufri, without a Pesach, because that wasn't part of your neder. Another case is, let's say somebody says, koinein botzel, I'm making an issa neder on onions, she'eni toyim, not to taste onions, sheha botzel ran alev, because you're saying, because I heard that onions are bad for the heart, that's why I'm making an issa neder not to eat any onions. Omruloi, now they told this person, you should know, haloi ha kufri, yofulalev, there's a special type of an onion called kufri, which is good for the heart. So if so, huta the kufri. this type of an onion, the kufri, since this one is good for the heart, that was not part of your nether. Therefore, you are allowed to eat this kufri. Now, once you can eat this type of an onion, therefore, v'loy the kufri bevad huter, it's not only mutter for you to eat this onion called the kufri, ela b'chol ha'btzolim, but rather you're allowed to eat any type of onion. For the same svara, that since your lashon was, it's also to eat any type of an onion. But later we find there are some type of onions that's not part of your nether. So it's like a nether shuta mitzosa yesuta kuloi. The whole nether goes away. It's not called kol hayetzim mipiv. It's not called everything came out of your mouth. Everything that came out of your mouth was that all onions. And once we're saying some onions are mutter, the middle of the nether is not chal. That's what our Mishnah says. And this the Gemara says, hutu achrein, for achrein mutter, the kulon asur. So he said what? When you make a nether that you're tolly, you put one on the condition of the next one, that Reuven is also to me. Now I want Shimon to be like Reuven. That was the first part of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah said, but let's say you say korban lezeh, the korban lezeh, then you need a separate Pesach for each one separately. So Gemara says, man tana, who is this tana of our Mishnah, that you have to say the word korban lezeh, the korban lezeh, that makes it into a separate nether by itself. But if you don't say the words korban lezeh, the korban lezeh, it's considered like one nether, so that's Reb Shimon he. The Yomarat Shiyoyme Shavua Lecholechot V'yechot. The same type of machlokes in the Gemara in Shavuos. How much do you have to say to make it separate Shavuos? So Reb Shimon says you have to say the word Shavua separately to each one of them. That makes it a separate Shavua. But if you don't say the word Shavua, 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 it could remain all like one Shavua. That's Chayin our Mishnah also. Only because you said the word Korban, Korban. You said the word Korban, Korban twice. That makes it into a separate nether. But without the two words Korban, it would only be like one nether. So Ran says in the Gemara, Mantana, to me, Diktoni, Lezeh Korban, Lezeh Korban, Tzrichen Pesach Cholecha B'yechot. Since you said the word Pesach, the word Korban two times, that's why you need a Pesach. Alma, to the Yoylam, Loheve Proto. Really, it's not called a separate nether. Elokimatke Korban, Akol Chad V'chad. Only you say the word Korban separately. Holav Hochi, if not for that. It doesn't make a difference if you made one nether, I can't eat from this person and from that person. Bevov. Oy loze, loze, beloivov. Klalu. Considered one klal, one nether. Uman tan, who's this tan? I'm Rav Reb Shimoni. The other parish was at the Kodin. Kavihoyu, hey, toivin, I say. Five people were asking you for money. The Yomer, and you said, loilacho, loilacho. I swear I don't know you and I don't know you. So in such a case, you're not chayiv like you did a separate shvuah for each. In other words, you swore false. Really, you owed them all money, and you swore at one time, I swear I don't owe you, and I don't owe you, and I don't owe you. So how many korban shvuahs do you have to bring? So there, if Shimon knows, you only have to bring one. It's not called like a separate shvuah. At shayomer, until you say shvuah, kol echad v'yechod. Unless you say, I swear to you, and I swear to you, and I swear to you. Halav hoch, if you don't say that, ben vov, ben v'loy vov, klalu. So now that's from our Mishnah also. That's what the Mishnah says, it's a separate nether, and you have to have a separate Pesach, is only because he said, korban lezeh, this person should be yosef t'milek a korban, I can't have any enjoyment from you, and then you said to the second person, korban Allah, you're also t'milek like a korban. So since you said two times the word korban, that makes it for two separate nederim. But without that, it would only be like one neder. So that goes according to Reb Shimon. Right, then the Mishnah says, if he said, Kainim botzel, sheni term shabotzel ralalei. Somebody made this a neder not to eat onions, and he spoke out clearly because he heard that onions are dear to the heart. That's why I'm making the a neder. And later we tell him, Mishnah, there's a type of an onion called kufri that's good for the heart. So that onion is mutter. Because the only time you asked it, what did you say? It's also because you heard it's bad for the heart. But now that we're telling you, no, it's good for the heart, this type of an onion is not part of your nether. So Gemara asks, like if the Mishnah wants to say, this type of an onion, the kufri, is not part of your nether, why do you have to tell me that it's good for the heart? It would have been enough just to say it's not bad for the heart. Like he made a nether not to eat onions, because he heard they are bad for the heart. Now, if we would tell him that they're not bad for the heart, that alone would be matter of the nether. So how come the Mishnah has to say, you know why kufri is mutter? Because it's good for the heart. Like, what do you have to jump two steps for? So Gemara says, but typically, the ein ra, it would have been enough just to say that this type of an onion, the kufri, is not bad for the heart. That's why it's mutter. That's what it wouldn't have been good enough to say. This Gemara says, Amar Rav Abba, the oid, yofi katani. True, the Mishnah means to say two things. The Mishnah means to say, first of all, that this kufri is not bad for the heart. But even more than that, you should know the truth of the matter is that it's even good for the heart. Therefore, this is not called part of your nether. Here's what the Mishnah. Poischin liyadam v'chvoid atzmoy uv'chvoid banuf. Again, a pesach means if a person made a nether, and he doesn't really feel bad by himself that he made the nether, he doesn't have charata gemura. If you have charata gemura again, you could be mat in the dorm with charata. You go to a chacham and say, you feel very bad, you made a nether, you really didn't want to make it, that's called a charata. But certain nederim, you don't feel that way. Really, really, you still want the nether to take place. Just as a pesach means we tell you something new, that if you would know that if people will find out that you made the nether, people are going to talk bad about you, and they're going to talk bad about your son, would have you still made the nether? And if he says no, so that's called a good pesach. So that's what the Mishnah says. We can open up a nether for a person. We're telling, like we'll soon say, people are going to talk bad about you. If you would know that if you keep with your nether, people will talk bad about you. Or else, people are going to talk bad about your children. We tell this person like this. With this person, Reuven made a nether. Now we tell Reuven like this. If you would have known, tomorrow, you know what people are going to start talking about you? They're going to say like this. Kahi vesosai. Shaplani. This is the manner, this is the way this person acts. That Megarish Sheshnoshov, he gives his wife a get, and V'yav benoy secha, yu'aymrim. Upon his children, they'll say, benoy grusha saying, that they're the children of the grusha. Maros se'imon shalelo lizgarish. Like, how come the mother here received a get? What happened? For Yomer, they'll say, in other words, they're going to say bad things about the mother also. So such a case, it could be matter the nether. So Ran says like this, the case is, ha-mader es ishtoi, achi goshenu. If someone makes an issa nether upon his wife, until he gives her a get, achi goshenu, so that's the nether he made. He made a nether that he can't have any enjoyment from his wife until he gives her a get. Like in front, he made a nether, he has to give his wife a get. So, we could take away this neder with a pesach for the cover of the person himself, or else the chvayd banav for the respect of his children. And here, if the person says, if I would have known people are going to talk bad about me, I would have never made the neder, the chiddush is that we believe him. And we don't say that, like we had some cases before, that we're afraid he's going to lie, because he's going to be embarrassed to admit that it doesn't bother him. And these things, no. If it still doesn't bother you, you would say it doesn't bother you. But if you say, yes, and I would have known that people are going to talk bad about me, that people are going to think that's my matzah, that's who I am, that I give my wife a get, and the children are going to say that these are children of the Gerusha, in other words, that the mother Mestam did something bad, that's why the husband gave her a get. So he's going to say, most probably the children are going to take after the mother. So people are going to start talking bad about their daughters. So if you would have known this, that people are going to talk bad about your daughter, would have you still did it? And if you would say no, so that's called a heti, you could have matter the nether. In fact, another case is, koinein sheini noisias plenis. He made a nis a nether that he can't marry this lady. Why koira? Because he heard that she was ugly. Now later, barehi no, when it comes out later and he sees that really she's beautiful. He made the Issa Neder because he was told, this lady is black, or blackish. Later, when he sees her, she's not so bad, she's white. He heard that she was short, he said nothing doing. Made a Neder. Later, comes out that she's nice and tall. So, Loch is mutabo, that now the man's allowed to marry this lady. Not because she is ugly, Venasus nor she became nice. Or El Shechayra of Anasat Lavana, because really she was black and now they painted her, they put on white. Or El Ksara, really she was short. Vanasa Rucha, somehow, she put on tall shoes. She became tall. That's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, in such a case like that, could be the neder would not be mutter. That would be called neulet. Because if you made a neder because you heard the lady was ugly, and it's true, she was ugly, but this lady, she went to beauty lachveis purse, somebody made her look nice, then the neder would not be mutter. Because that's called neulet. That's not what we're talking about over here. Here that the Mishnah says that she's mutter to you, elosha neder tois. Here we're talking about that it was a tois. That you were told that this lady, this shidduch, is an ugly shidduch, so you said right away, you saw making this a neder, I won't marry her. And then later, the first time you see her, you hear about it, that it's nothing true, there's nothing doing, it's not true, she's nice. So that's called a tois. That's called you made a mistake when you made the neder. You did not really mean to make the neder if she is beautiful, and that's the way she is. So therefore, the neder is not chal. Now the Mishnah says, oh my, so there was a case once, the yechid was one person, shenoda mi basa choysoi, haniya. He made a nis a neder, not to marry his niece, his sister's daughter. They wanted to read a shidduch, and he made a nis a neder, no, I'm not gonna have any enjoyment from her. Vechnisu lebeis Rebbe Yishmoel. And the time the case is that he said no, because he heard she was ugly. So he said, nothing to do, I'm not gonna marry this ugly niece. So what happened was, vechnisu lebeis Rebbe Yishmoel. So they took the niece to Rebbe Yishmoel. Rabbi Shmuel, the Yafu, Rabbi Shmuel himself made her look nice. He put makeup on her. He changed the face around. Kitzur Rabbi Shmuel made her look nice. So, to the house of Rabbi Shmuel, Omar lo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Now bini, mizuna dartus." Now Rabbi Shmuel took this girl, this niece, to the person and to the uncle and said to him, "Bini, mizuna dartus. Did you make a nis and neder not to marry her?" Omar lo lav. He said, "No. I only made the neder because I heard that she was ugly. But now that you made it look beautiful, I never meant to make it also." V'tiru Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael was mata. Rabbi Yishmael took off the yisa neder. So the Gemara will ask the question soon, it's a meiser lister. Like first the Mishnah says just the opposite. The Mishnah says, you know why this lady is mutter to you? Not because she became beautiful later, but because she was always that way. And that's a toys. You made a mistake then. You heard wrong. And now the Gemara brings a case just the opposite. Here the Maaseh was that the niece was really ugly, and they brought her in front of Rabbi Shmuel, and he made her nice. So, Vizoy, what's the Gemara bringing this for case of what we just got finished saying? And here we're saying it's mutter, and before it's mashma, this case would be offer. It's only mutter where it's a real toys. So the Gemara will ask the question soon. The Gemara says, B'yaseh Shur at that time, Bocher Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael started to cry. The Yoman, he said, Benois Yisrael Novesein. Jewish girls are all beautiful. Elashaniyas Menavalosan. You see, sometimes one that's not so nice, it's only because she's poor. In other words, that she doesn't put up enough makeup, or she doesn't dress nicely. That's what Rabbi Yishmael did here. He took this ugly girl and made her look beautiful. He said, really, any Jewish girl could look nice. Shoshaniyas Menavalosan. When Yishmael died, the Jewish girls started to cry very heavily, and they said, like us Jewish girls were crying for Yishmael. In other words, they were makatoiv, that he was the one that spoke nice about us. So therefore, when he died, they felt bad. Right, the chayin away, the pasuk also says like this: b'shol by shol, b'nois Yisrael al shol b'china. That the b'nois Yisrael started to cry over when shol was nifter. Right. So Mara says now, ma'isa lister. The example that the Mishnah gives is just the opposite of the halacha. It's seiser. It's just the opposite. We just said the reason why this girl is mutar is because she was never ugly. She was always beautiful. And now you're telling me a case of Yishmael was mata this girl, the neder, because he made a beautiful lady. So Gemara says, no, chasure mechzer v'chiktoni. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, Rabbi Yishmael says, August on the Tanakhama, true. Rabbi Yishmael is arguing and saying, Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, afilu kaira, even if she was really ugly, v'nasis no, and later she became beautiful, or else shchairish was really blackish, Venasas Lavona, they put on makeup on and she became a little bit white. Rels Kitsara, she was taka very short. Venasas Aruchach, where somehow they made her tall. So, that's the case. Rabbi Shmuel says, you could also be Mata the Neder. In other words, that's not called Melod. It's something that could happen, it's Shkiach to happen. So you only made the neder because you thought she's going to stay ugly. But now that she became beautiful, she's mutter to you. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Now it's good. And this the Gemara of the Mishnah brings down. Maisa, once happened the case, b'yecha chenot mibasa choysoi, he made a neder not to marry his niece, b'yech nisul v'yesh Rabbi Shmuel, v'yafu, and he made her look nice. So therefore it's good the Mishnah. A taka, something is missing in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel taka argues on the Tanakamah.